Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rob Brovich in the studio today. We're talking to you about personal injury topics every single Sunday. We do it to help you become educated about what goes on in your personal injury case. You've been hurt. We want you to be able to know what your rights are and what you can do and what you can't do. There are some basic types of personal injury cases. That's car accidents, medical malpractice, slip and fall, defamation, dog bites, assault and battery. There's six of them. They're all within the personal injury realm. Rob, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. It's nice to have you here. And you know, another personal injury that we have to think about a lot of times that doesn't sound like personal injury is workers' comp.
That's correct. It's a different system altogether, but it is, in fact, a personal injury when you're injured on the job.
Now, you may ask yourself, do you need a personal injury lawyer? And that's where we come in. That's where we try and educate you here. But these shows that we've been doing for a number of years, many, many years, are to give you an understanding of the legal process. If you need to talk more, if you've been injured, you must talk more to an attorney. Don't avoid going to an attorney. Most attorneys will give you a free legal consultation. They'll talk to you. They'll discuss what your case is about. At Bell and Pollock, we'll give you a legal game plan. What we're trying to do in that legal game plan is give the specifics, an idea of what your case is about and how you need to proceed with your case. For instance, if you're on the job and you've been hit in a car accident while you're driving from one location to another while you're on the job and you've been hit by somebody else, Rob, what kind of legal game plan do we have to consider at that?
Well, there's a lot of specifics that go into that, whether or not your employer provided the vehicle, whether or not you're on the clock, were you getting paid for that particular delivery or driving, were you instructed by your employer specifically to take that trip?
So you have to pay attention to that, and then you have to do a legal game plan of, do you want to sue inside the system? Do you want to sue outside the system? You want to accept workers' comp? Rob, what are those?
That's right. You can stay within the work comp system if you want to, if you're involved in a car crash while on the job. However, you can also opt out of that system and just have it be a regular car crash case, which is a straight tort case, which basically for our purposes is a civil wrong. When someone does something civilly that's wrong and causes a crash, then you can go through that system, the tort system, and you can avoid the work comp system altogether. It's up to you, and that's why it's very, very important to speak with an attorney at the beginning of your case.
Now, that's if you've been injured by somebody who's not on the job or who's not on your same job. Let me say not on your same job, and has caused injury to you while you're on the job. If you're on the job and you're injured by somebody that's on your job with you, a fellow employee, or if you've been injured on the job as a result of something that's gone wrong within the job, then you're going to be at the workers' comp.
That's right. You'll be stuck in the work comp system in almost all those situations. There are specifics where you can potentially opt out or work comp wouldn't provide coverage, specifically when you're dealing with assaults. But you'll be stuck in the work comp system in most instances. However, there are some where you can get out of that system if you want. And that's why, again, just go speak with an attorney, especially our office. We'll sit down, answer all your questions. It's a free consultation, and it doesn't hurt just to be more informed. Knowledge is power, as they say.
That's exactly right. And it's important to have a game plan, to try and figure out a game plan, strategize what's going on. A lot of lawyers are going to do a lot of things to try and get you into their office. They're going to talk about, oh, we'll tell you what your case is worth, or we'll talk to you on the weekends when you're going to call up and get their answering service. All lawyers have answering services, and all lawyers are, lawyers are on call to return the calls or, again, get in touch with you. You can call a lawyer and make contact, or at least make sure one's going to call you Monday morning. A lot of them are going to call you on the weekend, but there's a lot of firms that do that. A lot of lawyers are going to try and give you some glitz and some glamour about what's good and what's bad and how they're so great and what they do. And some of them are going to say, look how often we go to trial. Well, we're going to talk about trials here in a minute. And some are going to say, well, we settle our cases and we don't go to trial. And there's no right or wrong way to do this. There's the right and wrong way for you. And all these other glitz and statements about, look how much money I got for this person or that person. Well, every case is individualized. Listen to the disclaimers. When they say, what's your case worth? Understand, there's ways you have to work to find out what a person's case is worth. And normally that's not going to happen until treatment is completed. So you've got to be able to sit down and talk to a lawyer about the plan, the game plan, what you're putting together, when things are happening and how they're happening, so you understand exactly what you're supposed to be doing. At Bell and Pollock, we try and do that. So if you've been hurt, if you know somebody's been hurt as a result of the negligence of another in any of the areas that we've talked about, or in any other area where you think something ought to be done about how you were injured, somebody ought to be responsible to compensate you for the injuries that you've had, then give us a call. We're at 303-795-5900. We'll talk to you. We'll get you in. We'll have you talk to a lawyer. We'll have the lawyer discuss things with you, and we'll give you a chance to find out exactly where you want to go with your case, when your case gets ripe and gets ready to go. Because, Rob, sometimes cases aren't ready to go. It's not even time to really be talking to the adjusters.
That's correct. You have to do a lot of investigation within a case and get all the specifics, all the facts, interview the witnesses, find out what insurance coverage there is, interview the doctors, the medical providers, get all the medical records, see what the doctors are saying. It's virtually impossible for someone to come into our office on an initial consultation for us to tell you exactly what your case is worth without performing a thorough investigation.
Now, most cases when they come in, you're going to sit down, you're going to talk about it, you're going to get it figured out. Most cases are going to, when the time is right, there's going to be offers to settle, there's going to be discussion over settlement. Sometimes your doctors get involved, your treating doctors, to discuss what your injuries are and how they came from the accident. You're going to have to prove things like mechanism of injury, and you're going to talk about that. We've talked about that in prior shows. And if a settlement can't be reached, and what, 90, 95% of the cases, there is a settlement?
That's true. We go to these mediation services throughout Colorado, and that's usually when there's a retired judge there conducting the mediation. And usually we'll be in one room with our client, and then the insurance carrier and their attorney will be in the other room, and the judge will go back and forth with offers and demands, and we try to get those resolved. And the last statistic I heard from some of those groups that do perform these mediations is well over 94% of these cases do get resolved either prior to mediation or at mediation.
So if over 94% are getting resolved at mediation and we're getting resolved before trial, then let's talk about why cases go to trial. You have maybe 5 or 6% that are going to go to trial. Now, I want to caution everybody. There are certain stages in a case. You have the stage where, like we said, it's finding out what your injuries are and finding out the case. You need a lawyer then. Now, the lawyer isn't going to have a lot of involvement at that point, though. The lawyer's going to talk to you. The lawyer's going to put together your game plan. You're probably going to hire the lawyer. The lawyer's going to monitor and help gather information. The lawyer is going to help oversee and discuss with you your care. If you're contacting the lawyer probably is going to get evidence.
Right. And what we try to do is we try to monitor the health care that's being provided so we can make a determination of whether or not there's going to be appropriate insurance coverage for you during this case once it's resolved. For example, if you get $100,000 worth of medical treatment and there's only $25,000 worth of insurance coverage, that means you're going to get stuck with that $75,000 out of your pocket. So that's why it's very important to have an attorney that's going to be monitoring all aspects of your case so you don't go in too deeply and then you end up coming out owing people money. It's bad enough you're in a crash and now you're going to come out of the case without owing people money.
And you've got to be cautioned about that. You've got to have it explained to you so you can determine forms, methods, and directives with regard to what medical care you're going to get, how it's going to get paid for, how you're going to handle being off the job and what you can do being off the job, how the bills can be otherwise held or delayed while you give them a lien waiting for money to come in to see what's going on. The lawyer's going to structure that. There's not a lot of contact at times in that situation. What it is more is the lawyer is dealing behind the scenes, getting everything put together, and you're dealing behind the scenes by getting your medical care and proceeding with your medical care.
Now, more and more, it seems that cases are settling either at mediation, prior to mediation, or even prior to the day prior to trial. So what are the cases that deserve to go to trial, and what are we looking at when we're going to trial? That's what we want to cover here today.
That's right. And so what we start talking about when we go to trial, we talk about the case that you couldn't settle it, and then you file a lawsuit. Now, once you file the lawsuit, the case transfers usually from the adjusters who were trying to settle a case with you to a new set of adjusters and to lawyers on the other side that represent the insurance company. In trial, they're going to say they represent the individual, but they represent the insurance company. That's who they work for. That's who hired them. And these lawyers are now going to start carrying out a discovery process, and you're now going to be engaged in the discovery process. So the question is, first of all, why are you going to trial? Why are you, and if the discovery process and everything hasn't worked for another settlement, the question is, why are you going to trial? Now the first and obvious question answer is, well, money. They won't pay enough money.
They, in some situations, for example, when liability is at issue, when I say liability, we're saying who is at fault, who caused the crash, what percentage is each person at fault. So when people are arguing over liability, sometimes that will force the case to go to trial. And in that situation, maybe the insurance carrier is offering a couple thousand dollars and you have 50 grand in meds and you're saying, let's roll the dice and see what happens at trial because they're not being fair.
Right. So that's one of the situations where they say, we don't think our insured caused the accident, or we think you, injured person, caused the accident, or we're partially at fault for the accident. There should be a reduction of what you're entitled to. Differences of opinions, the best way you get that decided is through a jury. You can also have the situation where you start talking about causation. Are the injuries you're claiming caused by the accident? And that's when we start getting into more questions with respect to how are you going to prove that and what do you do? But that's the reason you go to trial, because there's an argument there.
That's correct. And are the injuries related? What medical provider do we have that's going to testify that's going to be credible and come off as a genuine great witness or even a decent witness to help carry the day for your case? And trial, in terms of time that we have to take to prepare and go to trial, that's not such a huge deal to us. What is that the client is informed of all the risks that include going to trial.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here every Sunday to talk to you about personal injury matters. We're personal injury lawyers. We've been doing this for 35 years. We're experienced. If you have a question about a personal injury case and you'd like to contact us, call us at 303-795-5900 or get on our interactive website at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovich in studio today talking to you about a legal topic. Every single Sunday we come to you, Sunday mornings we come to you to talk to you about legal topics in the personal injury field. We are personal injury attorneys. Bell & Pollock has been together for over 35 years. We've serviced the Denver metropolitan area. We also have an office in Steamboat. We have offices in Greenwood Village and in Denver. Rob's been with us for 15 years now.
Yeah, even more than that, actually. I was counting the years, and it was scaring me, so I stopped.
Yeah. Rob's a very experienced attorney. He's been working in personal injury his entire career. That's his area.
That's it.
He covers the areas of workers' comp all the way through personal injury, trials, hearings, whatever it takes to get you your returns and fair compensation for your injuries. We're talking today about we're going to go into what happens in the trial process and what considerations you have to have. We're happy to answer any questions. If you've been hurt, call us and contact us for a free legal consultation so we can discuss what goes on in your case and whether or not you have a case. And we are the originators, Bell and Pollock, of talking about what we call a legal game plan, putting together a legal game plan for you on what you need to do, how you carry out your case, and help you understand what the game plan is. Every game plan is unique and different. There's never going to be the same game plan because we talk about different people, different incidents, different facts, different injuries. It can never be the same, but we can certainly talk to you about what it is and we'll help you set that up. Just before the break, we were swinging into going to trial and we were talking about reasons to go to trial. The other side contests liability or they contest causation. They say you weren't hurt in our accident. There wasn't a problem that we caused. This is a problem you had before. It was caused somewhere else. One of the things you have to think about when you start getting into, we're talking about trial, when you actually say, okay, no settlement. We're not going to do a settlement. Why are you going to trial? And one of the first questions that needs to be answered is there money? As basic as it is, you are doing this to get compensation. And if you're going to try and get compensation against somebody who doesn't have money, that's not going to work.
Well, what's interesting is before I got involved in this area of law, I never knew there's some nuances in trial work that you can't speak about. You can't tell the jury. For example, at mediation, let's say the insurance carrier only offered us $5,000. I would think that you could stand up in front of the jury and say, look, we're here because they only offered $5,000. Well, guess what? You can't talk about anything that was discussed at mediation, and you cannot even bring up the fact of whether or not there's insurance involved.
So the initial feeling that you're going to have at trial or the initial problem you're going to face at trial really is going to be somebody saying to you, or jurors thinking you have a greedy plaintiff, that you're greedy. You're going to trial trying to get a lot of money. And when you're at trial, normally the lawyer's going to ask for the top end of what they believe your case is worth. A lot of times that's going to be a lot of money. You're talking hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars that are going to be requested. Juries can think you're greedy, that you're trying to take advantage of this poor defendant. And you're trying to bankrupt the defendant.
So a lot of jurors will look at you as being someone that's hurtful and trying to be greedy and trying to put the defendant in a horrible financial situation when in fact there is insurance involved. And I got to tell you, in almost every case, we wouldn't be at trial if there was not insurance. There's going to be insurance involved, just so you know, if you're ever on a jury.
Sure. And that's exactly it. The jury doesn't get to know there's insurance. You know, I've done a lot of trials, a lot. And you know, I've been doing this for 35 years, and I want to tell you something. I can't tell you how many times, it's probably 90% of the times, 90% of the times when you ask the jurors, do you have any questions of me? Because when we do voir dire, we get a chance to talk to the jury and we discuss things. Do you have any questions? Anybody have any questions? 90% of the time, a question that comes up from the juror, from one or more of the jurors is there insurance? That's one of the questions. Can that be answered?
It cannot be answered. We can't talk about insurance, unfortunately, and we can't talk about what was discussed at mediation. And I mean, you can understand the public policy reasons of why you can't. At mediation, you want everyone to be open and free and express their feelings. So I can understand that we don't want to discuss everything that was discussed at mediation. But in terms of insurance, I don't know. Personally, I think we should be able to discuss insurance a little bit more in front of a jury, just because I don't think it's going to affect the juror's decision that much, whether or not there's insurance involved.
You're not allowed to sue the insurance company directly. You're not allowed to add them as a person, as an entity in the lawsuit, nor are you allowed to ask them to find out if there's insurance. Now, a lot of states do allow that. Well, Colorado is one of the states that does not. There's a very strong lobbying group in the insurance industry and the defense trials and the defense industry in Colorado that's been able to have the legislature pass laws saying that information will not be given to a jury for fear that a jury will somehow decide we're going to just cause a lot of money to be paid by the insurance company because there's insurance. Our feeling is insurers are usually going to be fair. We think it's unfair. We think it's unfair that insurers can go out there and start telling people that or leading people to believe that their poor defendant person who's sitting next to them in the courtroom and is there because the insurance company's told them they have to be there has got to pay the money. That's not true. They're not going to have to pay the money. The money's going to be paid by the insurance company. So that's one of the things you can't be told. At trial, you can't be told the mediation. You can't be told the settlement figures. You can't be told whether or not there's insurance. Can you be told at trial, Rob, whether or not or who got the ticket?
You cannot. What we can do is we can bring the officer that investigated the car crash into trial and say, "Officer, who do you think was at fault in causing the crash?" And then he can testify as to his beliefs and investigation. But can we specifically ask who received the citation or who the officer issued the citation to? We can't get into that. We can't get into that at all.
And if there was a ticket issued, you can't get into and you can't address what happened in the criminal side of it, whether or not it was taken to trial or what happened in the criminal side of it. Now, as far as the officer being asked who do you think was at fault, you know, sometimes that even causes a problem, right, Rob? Because you don't have the foundation. They're working on hearsay. They weren't there to see it. So you have other problems.
Yeah, there could be quite a few problems with that, trying to get that officer's testimony. That's why it's critical that you have the testimony down pat before you go to trial. And so let's just talk about this right now. What a disadvantage the plaintiff is at when going to trial. First of all, you have the burden of proof if you're the plaintiff. You have to carry the day. You have to prove by 51% or more that you are entitled to these damages in losses. And not only that, we can't discuss insurance. We can't discuss what took place at mediation. We can't discuss any settlement offers or demands. And we can't discuss who has issued the citation. So it kind of puts the plaintiff at a little bit of a tough situation walking into a courtroom.
At times it does. But that's our job. You know, you'll see commercials where people will talk about, well, you know, there's the drunk driver, the texting driver, and they've done all these bad things, but you has to go into court and prove that they're responsible. You has to prove this or that. Well, you know, in our office, we kind of take the attitude of, look, yeah, you're starting out in a tough situation, but that's nothing to cry about. We're not going to cry about it. We understand what our responsibilities are. We understand what we're supposed to do. Pull everything together and get in there and go for your client. But the bottom line is, one of the important parts is there the money? You know, when your attorney wants to take a case to trial, a lot of times you have to ask the attorney, why are you doing this? Because you've got to ask the attorney, are you doing this to get another notch in your belt, to put something more in your advertising, to talk about how you've gone to trial, to talk about whether or not other people don't go to trial? Are you going to trial because you're trying to benefit me and because there is somewhere at the end of that trial when the jury comes back that I'm actually going to benefit? Because a verdict from a jury for a bunch of money when there's no money there to be had and you can't collect it is worthless.
That's exactly right. And it's almost comical when you see these attorneys on TV bragging about certain verdicts. Let's talk about what actually went into the client's pocket. Some of these guys, these attorneys, are egomaniacs and just trying to get a large verdict so they can brag about it on TV or to their buddies at the country club.
So you've got to be careful. So the first thing is you've got to sit down and ask your attorney, where's the money and how are we going to get it? Now, that sounds greedy when you talk about it that way, but we're not talking about where's the money like extra or a windfall. We're talking about looking and saying, where's the money available to compensate me for the injuries, to pay for my medical bills, to pay for the lost income that I have, that's going to pay for the experts that you're going to have to bring to trial. Because in every case where it goes to trial, you're actually going to bring experts in. And, you know, those experts are going to cost you $20,000 to $30,000, which the client must be ultimately responsible to pay.
Yeah, let's sit on that for a second, because that's actually shocking to me in some instances of the client is responsible for paying costs and expenses. When we say that, we're not talking about attorney fees at all. We're talking about court filing fees, expert witnesses, copy expenses, things of that nature. Now, it's the expert witness fee that usually costs the client the most money. So some expert witnesses, you get them to testify for $5,000, $10,000. Some are $20,000 to $30,000. So, and I'm just throwing numbers out here. It's a wide variety of different prices. But you have to understand, you as the client are ultimately responsible for that money. So if we go to trial and lose, you are on the hook for paying for all those expert witnesses.
That's going to come out of your recovery. So that when you sit down with your attorney and you start asking him what's going on, you got to find out how it's going to benefit you. If an attorney is doing things so they can have better advertising or so they can have another notch in their belt or so they can brag somewhere, then you want to get rid of that attorney because the attorney's job is to get the best benefit for you. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show, the only show of its kind, really. There's nobody else that comes out here and tries to educate you. We have a Saturday show where we answer questions on any legal topic. We have this show where we try to educate you and discuss matters with you. At no time do you find any other attorneys doing that. And we do this because we want you to be advised of what your legal rights are. We're going to take a short break and we'll come right back to wind up this show.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rob Brovich in the studio. We've been talking to you about the legal process, about what goes on when you're considering trial. The show is to try to get you to understand or help you to understand that you want to look at the end of the road when you're at the beginning of the road of a trial. And Rob, we've talked about the money and whether or not the money's there. Where do you look for? What do you check?
You check the insurance coverages, and there's different types of insurance. There's different types of coverages. You have to make sure your attorney does a thorough investigation of these coverages. And then also you can go after an individual's personal assets. But in most situations, people are not so independently wealthy where that would make sense to go after it.
Most of the time, if you're left to going after the defendant's personal assets, you're going to see a bankruptcy. There's not going to be much there. So what you're really looking at is the insurance. And if your attorney starts talking about, well, we want to get this set forth so we can have a chance to go after your underinsured motorist benefits, remember something. They normally have to be, your own insurance company has to be brought into that lawsuit. Otherwise, that verdict probably isn't going to mean anything against them, and they're not necessarily going to respect it. There's a lot of questions that come up. If you're looking at a trial, if you're looking at going to trial, ask your attorney these questions or contact us and we'll tell you, we'll give you a legal game plan to discuss with your attorney as far as what you want to know to make sure that going to trial makes sense. You've been listening to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We're going to talk to you every single week about a new topic. Next week, we're talking to you about back to school. what you want to do to protect your children and make sure you're okay with respect to protection of carpooling. Listen to us next week and listen to us every single week. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, call us at 303-795-5900 or contact us at championsofthepeople.com.